The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We're starting B'siyata D'Shmaya, Maseches Shkolim. What's unique about Maseches Shkolim? It's the only masechta in Shas, that we learn with Yerushalmi. It's not the only masechta, obviously, with Yerushalmi. There's a whole Talmud Yerushalmi, but on the masechtas that we learn, since we learned through Seyed Amayid, so we don't want to skip a Masech. There is no Shaz Bavli on Shkolim. That's for the reason that the halachas of Masech Shkolim are not the halachas that Negev Bizman Azeh. Even though there is Shaz Bavli on Seyed Kochim, Mefarshim explained the reason why the Amiroyim were Mesader, the Talmud Bavli on Kochim, is in order to have the schus, the kiyum of korbanis, because kol ha'oisik b'teres oylo, b'teres chatas, b'teres shlom, kiilu hikriv, it's we have the schus of the korbanis when we learn teres kochim. The other chalokim of teru that are not negeh, of Davin Esenu or Rabban Bizman Azeh, say the Zeroyim, which was not negeh in Bovel, and it's not negeh except in Eretz Yisrael, so as a gemara that was written for Bnei Bovel, and for the days thereafter, the Amiroim, it's not chat that the Amiroim did not write on the whole Shas, but they were Mesader, the Sugis of Seyed Zeroyim, in other places, as well as the fact that the Amiroim in Bavel relied on the learning of the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi is complete on Seyed Zeroyim. We have his Talmud Yerushalmi on Seyed Amayit, but again, we learned the Bavli, at least for starters, before the Yerushalmi. Those that finish the Bavli, by all means, move on to Yerushalmi. Lagdol ter ladir. But over here, we learn Maseches Yerushalmi in order to have a complete Seder, to complete Seder. And then Nashim Nizik, we're back to the Shas Bavli. The theme of Maseches Shkolim, it's not one theme, but the mitzvah of Shkolim brings us into the world of Kochim, not so much insofar as Karbonis is concerned, but more as far as the monetary and the financial structure of the Beis Hamikdash, of Kochim, of Hegdish, was concerned. It's the Shkolim, literally, is money. The Bahavdil, the money that's all today, is still called Shkolim. Terry's structure of the financial infrastructure of Kochim, Hegdish, and Beis Hamikdash is discussed in the Masechet Shkolim. Why it's in Seyed Amayit is a good question. Obviously, the simple answer is because Be'echod Ba'adam Hashmina LaShkolim. So it's time-related. But again, the etzim theme of the Masechet is not so much the time. We'll get back to that, Mi'etz Hashem, Al Derech HaGodah, why it's included in Seyed Moed. As a basic Hagdama, the mitzvah asay of giving the Shkolim, which is the beginning of our Masechet, is in Parshas Kisisa. The first of the four Parshas is Parshas Shkolim. And the Pasuk says that the reason why Klal Yisrael gave Machtzis HaShekel, of course the Machtzis HaShekel we're going to be learning throughout the Masechta, about how the money of the Shkolim was used, the portion, and how it was distributed for different needs of Hegdish and Korbanis. But the Pasuk also says that it was Koifer Nefesh, the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa. The Koifer Nefesh is A, Rashi explains, Chazal explained, that it was Lechaper, Al Nav Sheisenu, to be Mechaper, if we say that the Parish of Shkolim was after the Aveir of the Egel, even though the Egel is written after in the Torah, after the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, but according to some of Farshim, Mugdam Mukhba Torah, so it precedes, so it could be that it's a Kapara Cheto Egel, and as well, there's an Isser Limnois, there's an Isser to count Klal Yisrael, there's an Isser to count a group of Yidin. So in order to get around that, L'chapa Al-Nav Shesen, that it shouldn't be a Kitruk, the Psukim describe at length, when David HaMelech made a fatal error and counted the masses of Klal Yisrael, he was encouraged not to. Question the Chazal, how was David HaMelech nichshel in something that anybody should know? You don't have to be David HaMelech to know there's an Isser. All you have to know is the first blood of Shkolim, the first few psukim with Rashi and Parshas Kisisa. It's a discussion what David HaMelech was thinking and how could it be that David HaMelech was nichshel in a Dover Pashut. But in any case, there's an Isser to count Yidin, therefore they were counted. Al Pi the Machtzis HaShekel, that's how they knew how many Yidin there were. That was basically the form of census. In the times of old, the way to count how many Yidin there were was Al Pi the Shkolim, Al Pi any money that came in, they were able to count how many heads there were. The Gemara in Yumadav Chav Beis Amid Beis discusses, in a different vein, the Isser to count Yidin, that's by the Pius of the Kahanim. The Kahanim stood around in the morning, whichever Kohen wanted to do the avodah of shecht in the korban tomid, whichever kohen was there and wanted to do any of the avodahs, any of the many avodahs that were done on the korban tomid. Whoever was zoicha with a goyro, with a pius. And the Gemara over there in Yuma does not bring the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa that there's a need for a kohen nevish. It brings a pasuk in Navi Ashalo Yusuf of Eloyimad that Klal Yusuf cannot be counted, cannot be measured. Does not bring at all the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, which is interesting because Shkolim, L'chrez Mideraisa, that we have to count Yidin only with a shekel. And the question is counting with a shekel not the same thing as counting the people? What's the difference if you count noses or if you count the coins that are given? So over there in the Gemara in Yuma, it says that the Kahanim would count over there. They had an interesting way of counting. Let's say there were 100 Kahanim that participated in the Goyrel, in the raffle. They would stick out either one or two fingers, and the Kohen would say a number, 146, and they would count around in a circle, and you were able to put out one or two, so it was never, you were not able to tell. They were not able to make a quick estimate. They had to go around. Counting the fingers and not counting Gulgoylus, not counting heads, not doing a head count, but counting by fingers. The Gemara in Yuma says that's why it was done. The question is again, count fingers, that's not counting people. So we have in Masechet Shkolim, one of the side benefits is we have the opportunity to learn from one of the great Gedolei Yisrael that we're not normally exposed to. The Talmud, one of the Talmidim, Mufakim of the Goyen, Rabbi Yisrael Shklover, who was instrumental in publishing a lot of the writings of the Goyen. Thereafter, he was one of the miyastim of the Yishuv HaChodesh in Tzfas, in Yerushalayim. One of the great Talmidei HaGro wrote a pirush summarizing the Goyen's teachings and adding a lot of his own. The Taklan Chaditin, we have the pirush only on Masechet Shkolim. We're zeichet to learn from this Godel B'Yisrael. And Rabbi Yisrael Shklover on this Indian says a chiddush. He says by us in the Daf Beis Amud. Etzba Einoy Guf, counting fingers is not the same thing as counting heads, and therefore it's mutter. Some sefer brings such an idea, such a postulation, Kovitz Chuvitz, in Chelechess, and he says that counting fingers, what's the difference in a finger and a person? Finger is not the person. Actually, Rishol Shklover has something to back up his opinion. There's a question about the Mitzoyru who has to stick in his thumb, the Bahinus, in order to be Mekabel from the carbon. Part of the shemen of the carbon that a mitzvah brings was put on the mizbech, was put also on his thumb that he stuck in through the doorway. And one of the reasons the Gemara discusses that he was able to do this, even though he's tameh when the shemen is put on hands, how could he put part of his body, how could he put part of himself in the base? I mean, there should be a mixus loish, maybe, but he didn't put in his foot, he put in his finger. The finger is maybe not the person, the finger is only an index onto the body. But again, there's a chiddush, that's not called counting people. Counting noses, counting ears, counting, if you were counting a room full of girls, you would count ponytails, that wouldn't be called counting the girls. Difficult. The Chassam Sofer says something else, he disagrees with Yisrael Shklover. And he says that over there, Bechlal, there wasn't a problem because there was no exact number. They weren't counting that there were 146 Yidin there. They were counting fingers, Sakhal. Everybody put out either one or two fingers, so they would get to the number 97 or 73. It was not indicative of how many people there were because some people put out two fingers, some people out one. There was no, you're not counting a group of people, how many people there are. You're also counting to an arbitrary number, whichever number was thrown out of the pot. 73, 96, 114. There's no definitive counting of a group of people. So Mimele, that would not be over there. But obviously, the Gemara says that there is a problem, because the Gemara says, Lo Yisof of Elohim, it just doesn't bring the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, like we're saying. So, L'chor, what seems to be is that the two Psukim are really dealing with two different issues. There's an issue of having, Kilu, in the past tense, having a group of Yidin counted, the fact that a group of Jews have a number, are numbered, that this is a group of 46 Eden, is a violation of the, and that's what Parshas Kisisa is about, taking a census, having a number. It's not the act of counting, so to speak, but it's the fact that there's, that a group of Eden have a number on top of them. We'll discuss the deeper meaning of that in a minute. That's one issue. There's another issue, doing a Maisa Sphira, counting Jews. Now, the counting idea, the Shkolim, what that solves is That koyfer nefesh takes away what's called in the Gemara the kitruk. Chazal call it a kitruk that a community of Yidden should have a number. It's 4,576 Yidden. There's somewhat of a kitruk. There's something limiting about that which invites kitruk and invites some type of ruchniyistika koyach midas hadin. And then there we see by David HaMelech, when he counted, when he gave the Klal Yisrael a number, it brought down my gefe. It invites me to Sadin because it's limiting. And whenever there's something limiting in a group of Yidden, that invites me to Sadin. Midah, the opposite of me to Sadin, me to Sachas, it means expansion, it means growth, it means not being limited. And being limited, having a number, having a fixed number, invites a relationship that takes Klal Yisrael out of its state of nitzchis and invites a perception, it invites an invitation, so to speak, of the Midas HaDin. And that's the issur of having a group of Yidden numbered as a final number. For that we need Koyfer Nefesh. The act of counting is not the issur of Pashut Kisisa. That's something else. That's called counting Yidden. It's possible. The idea behind that is when one counts, you treat people like numbers. We know that in education today, one of the biggest problems in an institutionalized chinuch is when we treat children as numbers, we treat adults as numbers, we treat people as numbers. When we treat people as numbers, what we do is they lose their significance. When Yidden lose their significance, they lose their cheshivus, that itself is limiting, and that itself invites Midas HaDin. So not only don't we give a fixed number, which limits Klal Yisrael, which limits a community of Yidden, a community of Klal Yisrael, but we also don't do a Maisa Sfira. And the Chassam Sofer is saying that by the Kehanim over there in Maseches Yuma, over there we don't have the problem of a number on a group of Yidden because there wasn't a number. Some people put out one finger, put two. It's not an accurate portrayal of how many people there were in the group, but it is a Maisa of counting. And the Maisa of counting is not a problem when we count fingers because it was showing that we're not counting the people. We're not counting the people and giving them numbers. You're number 4, you're number 17. You're number 27. We're just counting fingers, that's all. It's just a way to get to somebody. It's not really counting the people. That seems to be the pshara between the two sugyas, why there are two psukim, why there are two asurim, why there's no problem here, and what the etza of the shkolim is. So we see that the Indian of the shkolim is the kapora, which removes the stain of the limited status of a group of Yidden. When we count Yidden and we say that there's 600,000 Yidden, what we do is we're limiting. For that, what we do is we take that group of Yidden and we reattach them to the limitless possibilities. We attach them to the Shkolim, the Koyfer Nefesh of Beis HaMikdash, and that does away with the Ayin Hara of the Kitrug of counting. Just as an aside, one more point, Reb Kiva Eger in Tshuva Choftez talks about Ksiva Lav Kedimruhu. The interesting discussion of Kivega. He wants to know if maybe counting Sviris Omer could be done if one writes down on a piece of paper, today is the 49th day of the Omer, today is the 32nd day of the Omer. Somebody writes it down. Who says that Ksiva is Lav Kedimruhu? Of course, let's say writing a message in Melech Hazoros HaShatz would violate the Isser against talking to Melech Hazoros HaShatz. It's one illustration of where Ksiva is Kedimruhu. When we're talking about a Neder, of course, a Ksiva would not make an edit. But in any case, Kivega has a discussion on different halachas whether Ksiva Kedibur, and the Chassam Sofer is Cholik. One of his rais, interestingly enough, is that if Ksiva is Lav Kedibur, why not count Klal Yisrael on paper? You're not doing a Maisa of counting out loud. The way we're understanding, even if you say that the Maisa Svira is not violated by counting, you're not saying 1, 2, 3, 4. You're making checks on a piece of paper, you're making X's for every head that you count, but the fact that Klal Yisrael, a group of Yidden, is limited with a number, that itself would also be a problem, and that's why Kivega felt that that was not a raya, and even though Ksiva Lav Kedima, there would be no heter of counting Klal Yisrael b'chzal, because he still had the isser of having a group of Yidden counted. But like we're saying, there's two different inyonim. The inyonim are similar. Like we're saying, Pasha Shkolim, the mitzvah of Shkolim, which is the connection of Klal Yisrael in a monetary sense, in a financial sense, supporting and taking part. It's Klal Yisrael's part of the Korbanos. They're part in the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. They're part in the upkeep of Beis Hashem. That itself provides a framework of nitzchis to every Yid the world over, which takes any Yid who's limited by the fact that he was counted out of the kitrug of counting Yidden. So we understand another point as well. We understand that the reason why Parsha Shkolim is the passageway, is the entrance to the Dalet Parshas that we read before Pesach, is because the period before Pesach is when we explore the unlimited possibilities that's within the grasp and ruchnius of every single Yid. Pesach is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about the status of Nitzchias of every member of the Amah Nivcha, of every member of the Amah Nitzchi. Klal Yisrael couldn't go out of Mitzrayim until there was 600,000 Yidden. The 600,000 Yidden are connected to 600,000 Oisir Shabbat Torah, which tells us that every Yid is rooted in a source of Nitzchias. Every Yid is Kula Nitzchias, and the first perception of this is that a Yid is able to transcend his limiting abilities by connecting himself to the Beis Hashem, connecting himself to the source of Ruchnius, of Hegdish, of Beis HaMikdash, of Shekhinah, of Ashras HaShekhinah. So a Yid is really something that's Kula Nitzchi. The Mitzius of a Yid is Kula Nitzchi, and we enter the world of Nitzchis with Dal Pashas. We prepare for Burim. It says that Haman came to Achashverosh and he paid him Aser Salafim Kikar Kesef, and then he heard about the Mitzvah of Shkolim, and he said, your Chatzis Shekel will be Doicha my Aser Salafim Kikar Kesef. He told Mordechai, well, what did he hear in the Mitzvah of Shekel? He heard in the Mitzvah of Shekel the transcendent nature of a Yid rising above Titrug, above Ayin Hara, above Oman, above all the Hitlers of Shebechol Davidar. They're still at us, they're still Amdim Aleinu L'Chalaseinu, but we always are able to transcend the Mitzius, which limits us, which limits our ability to climb in Ruchnias. That's what the Mitzvah of Shkolim is about, that's what Dalet Parshis is about, and we understand also that the idea of Seder Moed, Moed is the facet of Yiddishkeit, which, instead of being limited, instead of being zmani, instead of being time-bound, a person lives in this world 70, 80 years, a person connects with the Mitzius of Yom Tovim. And Yom Tovim, Moyadim, Regolim, are what connect a Yid to the Mitzius, Eichel Yitzius Mitzayim. A Yid is above time. He lives in the year Tavshanayin Gimel, he lives in the year 2013, but he's really not in 2013, he's really standing by the Yam Suf, he's standing by the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, he's standing on Har Sinai. A Yid rises above the here and now where he lives. Every single one of us, every single blessed member of the Amah Nivcha is above time, above space. That's what Seder Moed represents to us. So Mitzvah Shkolim is the way to go into that world by connecting in a physical way, but of course it's only giving money, but that's the ratios, that's the first Pesach to climbing towards Pesach, climbing towards Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Parshas Shkolim. That's why the Mitzvah of Shkolim is part of Seder Moed, it's not part of Seder Kodshim, because it's the entrance way. Seder Moed is the entrance way to Seder Kodshim. And Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskash in the Mitzvah of Shkolim. The Rebbein Shalom had to, says by the Menorah, the Rebbein Shalom had to make a Menorah Shalesh. It says also by Shkolim that the Rebbein Shalom had to make a Shekel Shalesh. Menorah, I understand, it's very intricate, it had to be made from one piece, it's hard to make. The Rebbein Shalom had to teach Moshe Rabbeinu how to do a Shekel, what's the big deal? Reach into your pocket, yeah, tax deductible, not tax deductible, you want to write out a check, you want to give them your credit card number, but you give them Achzah Shekel. What's the big deal? What's so hard? What Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't perceive until he was shown the Shekel Shalesh, Matbea Shalesh, he couldn't see the transcendent nature of when a Yid takes out a dollar, a half a dollar from his pocket, and he connects himself to a source of Nitzchis. How could a person with money, with something so physical as a coin in his pocket, how could he connect to a source of being unlimited, of being a Dovah Nitzchi, of being Kula Lamala Miderech HaTava, being Lamala from time and space? That musig had to be shown to Moshe Rabbeinu in a Matbeah Shalesh. The Rebbein Shalom had to show Moshe with a special gilui. How could it be that Klai Yisrael, when they connect themselves to the Beis Hashem, even in a physical way, like just giving a buck, just giving a tax-deductible check to the Beis HaMikdash, that connection gives them back their mitzius as the Amah Nitzchi, as people that rise above the limits of the here and now. The Rebbein Shalom should give us the koyach to learn the Sechah Shkolim, to finish Mesachah Shkolim, and to Emirat Hashem bring soon the Shkolim and the Beis HaMikdash, the Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meher Yomein.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.